Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
It's that time of the week again where Joe and Cindy Farini join us to give some marriage advice. Good morning, Mom and Dad.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Long time no see. You saw him yesterday.
Right. Yeah, you said.
So you guys had someone write into you, and they want to know how they should react to their spouse or how to handle this. They said their spouse wants to know where the money is going, penny by penny. So how does the spouse handle this?
Well, I'm going to start because this could have been a question that maybe I would have asked when we first got married. Because when we first got married, Joe suggested that we would do a budget. And I remember thinking, oh my goodness, this is going to cramp my style. And I was a teacher, so I wasn't making like a lot of money or anything, but I knew that I wanted in terms of my budget, I gave 10% to the church, I saved 10%, and then I figured the rest was discretionary income. And I never
the 80%. Ooh, that's awesome. I like your thinking.
Yeah, and that's why we need a budget. Right?
Well, it was a very small 80%.
We have
to say that. But still, I never had debt except for a car payment that I had. But I never had credit card payment. I didn't spend more than I had. But when we were getting married and putting our checkbooks together, our little tiny checkbook accounts, Joe suggested that we start a budget. And honestly, I kind of freaked out because I was like, I don't really want to have to account for everything because I know I wouldn't spend more than I have. So when he first said that, I was really not liking that idea. However, I have to say that it probably was the best thing because we learned how to save. We learned how to plan for things like retirement, which, you know, seems a far way off when you're young, but pretty soon it's here and you're like, oh my goodness, what if we wouldn't have paid attention? But one of the things that I did was, partly I did it to aggravate him, and partly I did it because I did want him to trust my spending. But even if I bought gum or pencils, any little thing, I made sure there was a receipt for it. And so we established trust really early on. But then there came a time where, you know, we didn't have to be so particular. But
how
early
long did you
on,
do
I think
that for?
Was good. Oh, it was a pretty long time. How long would you say, Joe?
20 years.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no.
20 years?
We kept it going for a while. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when I have cash, I feel like I'm not even spending money because I don't see it, you know? And
to me, credit card is harder. It's like so, I mean, I'm like so grown, and you would think that I would understand, this is real money you're spending. But when I see cash, it's easier to see like, oh, like now this 20 is $8 and now it's $5.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's harder with credit cards. So I like what you said about saving the receipts, and accountability is so important.
So then, Dad, you were on the other side of things, and you were the one who said, okay, you've got to tell me where the money's going. What was your thinking behind that?
Well, since we've established the fact that Cindy is the spending spouse, I think it's really important. And the question that this person actually asked was, you know, should the spending spouse be required to account for every penny that they spend? And I think the answer to that basically is yes. And I can tell you that this works for us because mom understands our financial situations, and because we really have communicated on this topic quite extensively regarding the things that she can and cannot do with our finances. So this approach works for us because I trust her. Mm-hmm. And but in general, just to answer a basic question, I would say until trust is demonstrated and has been established in this area of their marriage, then yes, there should be a high degree of accountability between the husband and the wife. And I think, you know, this is a very important aspect to building strong marriages, because clearly one of the leading causes for divorce today is a lack of communications regarding finances. In fact, what we've learned over the years is that 50% of new marriages that end in divorce lists money problems as being cited as the number one reason for the breakup. So this is really a very important part to building a strong and a healthy marriage relationship.
Uh-huh. Definitely.
What are your thoughts in terms of, either one of you could take this one, but I am the spender in our relationship. And for several reasons, just fundamentally speaking, I'm a spender. But as the mom and the homeschooler and you're around, you know, there's just more opportunities to spend. And so to help us not micromanage, but to still have accountability, one advice I've heard is to kind of for each of us to set aside spending money so that you don't have to come to your spouse like, oh, I need $5 and, oh, I just spent $8. So whatever it is, whether it's $20 or $50, that's the money for discretionary spending. What are your thoughts on that? And have you done it before? Does it work?
Yeah, I think we both think it's a great idea. And I think you work that right into your budget. You realize you take all of your, you take your income, of course, mm-hmm. and then you decide, you know, how much, what is your mortgage or your rent? You go down all of the obligations that you have, and then you see how much money you have for that discretionary income. You don't decide the discretionary income before everything else. That's where I think a lot of people get in trouble. And so if you don't have $50 a week or a month in your, with what you bring home pay-wise, then you have to say, well, I can't spend $50. I can mm-hmm. only spend $10, which sounds like a really low amount of money, but that's what gets people in trouble with credit cards. You know, oh, I have a credit card. I'll just go out and have lunch. I'll just go out and buy the new outfit. Or, you know, and I'm speaking just for a woman, but they often say that men are the ones who buy the bigger ticket items. So, you know, does the guy go out and buy, you know, a new something for his sports, you know, likes? You know, so we have to just be careful to make sure that we do have a budget in place. And there's so many good Christian financial tools. There's Crown Ministry and other ministries that can really help you. A lot of churches, too, have people on staff who are happy to give you financial advice in terms of setting up a budget and things like that. And we would highly recommend it. You know, a lot of times people say, why would I want to account for every penny? But, you know, every year I collect coins off the street or whenever we're out and about. And by the end of the year, it's amazing how much money I find. And so in like the like but opposite way, we don't know how much we spend when we just spend little bits here and there. And so we want to make sure that we know ahead of time how much we actually have that we can spend.
That's great.
Absolutely. Good. Yeah.
Were you going to say something, Dad? Any final thoughts?
No, I think that's the beauty and that's the value of a budget. I mean, a good definition of a budget is it's telling your money where you want it to go rather than wondering where it went.
Sure.
And sometimes if we don't have those boundaries or those variables or a limitation that we put on ourselves, it can get easy. You can get carried away.
Yeah.
And so you need to have some understanding as to where you can spend and how much you can spend.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just add, too, I think a lot of people get in trouble early in their marriage, especially if they feel like they shouldn't be spending something, and then they do, and they kind of hide it from their spouse.
Hmm.
And then you have a lack of trust there.
Right.
So I think it's really important to, if you have a budget and you stick to that budget, you've not only established trust, but you've established a pattern in your spending. Hmm. And then if you're future-minded and you even pay attention, if you will, to things like retirement, then you begin to see a really good pattern and a really good habit taking place to where when you're in your later years, you're not scraping or still having to work because you're 75 or 80 because you didn't plan
mm-hmm.
or do what you should have when you were younger.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes a very real and very scary kind of thing for some mm-hmm. people.
Yeah, and then I think it also keeping in mind not letting yourself be like us, you know, like indebted to it, like watching it so much, you know, then becoming stingy or something, you know.
Yeah, right. That's a good word, Kathleen. I think Mom hit it right on the head when she said, "You know, when this becomes a habit in our marriage, there will be more freedom in our marriage." And when this approach is taken, you know, a lifestyle of grace exists within that marriage, and that becomes your reality rather than a lifestyle of restriction or fears that was mm-hmm. you know, that mom just spoke about. Mm-hmm. And you know, the reality is that we need to be realistic about this thing. There is one financial reality that you need to understand, and namely that economic uncertainty is certain. So you need to build your marriage, our marriages, and our financial future upon a foundation of strength and not speculation. And that's where the importance of being transparent and having good communication is so, so very valuable.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for joining us and sharing your wisdom on sure. the topic. Is there a way people can connect with you?
Yes, we love when they come to our Facebook page at My Marriage Matters. We have a little something for them every day at 9 o'clock in the morning. And if you have a question, the best way, because you can just get us directly, is if you go to our website and hit the email tab to contact us. Mm-hmm. You can get there either through joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com.
Great. Well, thank you for being with us today, you guys. Have a good one.
Great.
Thank you. Thanks so much.